The Tyson Fury Sports Personality of the Year row rumbles on. The boxing champion caused outrage over his comments on women and homosexuality and has led to a petition with over 120,000 signatures urging the BBC to drop him as a candidate for the prestigious award. But is it time to drop the personality aspect from the award and make it just about the sporting ability? BBC presenter Clive Murray has made headlines over his comments live on air. Just to warn you, this next clip does include some language that you may find offensive.
There's a problem with this award, I think. You know, is it for sporting achievement or is it for the sort of sportsman, sportswoman role model in society and everything that brings with it? Opinions.
It's after the watershed. You cannot be a dickhead and win Sports Personality of the Year.
Thank you, Clive. That is exactly what the view I was struggling towards.
Exactly. Now, the question...
So is it time to make it just about the sport and the sporting achievement? 0-30-30-80-55-55, the number this morning on the line. Commentators Heidi McAlpin and Emma Wolfe, and also Brendan Mul... sorry, I don't think Brendan's there actually at the moment. Joseph Patrick McCormick, who's head of content at Pink News, is there. We're still trying to get Brendan. So Heidi, let's start with you. I mean, first of all, would you be a religious watcher of the show every year? And do you think that people vote on the basis of personality, whatever that happens to be, or in terms of what that person has achieved in their sport over the course of a year?
Well, first of all, yes, I do watch it every year. It's appointment to view whenever the tickets were released, because it's obviously happening in Belfast this year. I was straight on to the computer and I've got my ticket, so I'm really looking forward to it. Fantastic. It's going to be an amazing night, especially with what's been achieved in sport right here in Northern Ireland over the past year, which leads me on to your next question. It is absolutely about the sporting achievement of the individual or the team in that given year. Don't forget, Sports Personality was first presented or first broadcast in 1954. And I mean, I've been thinking about this, and I believe that the word personality was initially used or originally used based on the person within that sport. So it's not about personality as we know it now in 2015. Personalities and celebrities, everyone has become now, whether they're a sports star or I'm a celebrity, there's a different dynamic about being a personality now with Twitter and Facebook and celebrity tittle-tattle and magazines and online content. Back then, it really was just about the sports person, and they used the word personality in the original innocent.
Of course, it used to be Sports Review of the Year,
and
the award was
became review.
The award basically was something that happened at the end of the programme.
Yeah, but it started as personality, it became review, it reverted to personality, but now the term personality has evolved and people are picking it up all wrong. I was speaking to Mary Peters, who was one of the panellists that decided on the shortlist of 12 contenders, and I asked her what she thought about the Tyson Fury debacle. This was last week, so of course new things have emerged, but the original content of his interview was available and in the public domain. What he said was very scandalous, and I don't agree with anything Tyson Fury said, and she said it's based on the sporting endeavour of that person. So there you go. That's straight from one of the panellists, Dame Mary Peters. That's what she said. And, I mean, if you hadn't had the man who has become the world heavyweight boxer from Britain, from the UK, on as a finalist in Sports Personality of the Year, then, you know, why not? Would have been the outcry.
So, Emma, if this should be based on sporting endeavour, does it really matter what Tyson Fury or anybody else, for that matter, thinks or views that they would hold?
No, I think it absolutely matters. I'm afraid that sport is unique. It's an arena for moral and obviously physical excellence. But I mean, at the very heart of athletic prowess, at the very heart of the Olympic movement, is this moral standard. Personality is made up of character, of morals, of values, right? If you just want to award sporting achievement, that's fine. You win Wimbledon, you win the international heavyweight, whatever. You can win the actual sporting awards. This is a different kind of award, which is to do with being a role model. And I know...
But is it?
Hold on. I understand these sportsmen don't necessarily set out to be role models. But the fact is, they are. They're specifically role models for young people. And you know what? Tyson Fury tweeted the other day, he didn't even want the award. I'm sorry, there is no place for this kind of public homophobia, and we certainly don't need to reward it. It's absolutely outrageous. the comments that he has made about women, as you say, about homosexuality, about abortion, you know, his nomination sends out a message that being homophobic or misogynistic is okay, and it is absolutely not. And if we can't recognise that right now, especially from a man who doesn't even want the award, the accolade, then we are really in trouble, because we're facing a lot of hate crime and all of this kind of thing in our society.
But the point is that's not why he's on the list. He is specifically on the list for what he achieved in the ring. That's the question this morning, and it'd be interesting to hear from people who maybe sit down and vote on the night. Do they vote on the basis of what that person has achieved as a sportsman or woman in the ring, on the tennis court, on the football pitch, or do they vote on the basis of personality?
Well, can I just let me
come back in that, and I'll bring you back in, yeah. Heidi.
Right. Sorry, Heidi. Just quickly, what I'm arguing, Joel, is there is a specific dimension to sporting prowess, and you know, we expect there is something noble, there is something traditional and noble about the sportsman, about the athlete. That is, it's a different kind of role. It isn't simply about the sporting achievement.
So you think that the sporting achievement alone is not enough to have you shortlisted for this award?
No, there are plenty of awards. Look, they all win millions and millions of pounds in terms of their awards. This is a more rounded, personality-driven award. It is, you know, sport has become a lot about the media and about personality. And
so, Heidi, I mean, this has all basically happened, hasn't it, since the Sports Personality of the Year became a sporting X factor almost?
Unfortunately, it has gone that way. But if you look back over the awards through the years, I mean, Paul Gascoigne won it. Ryan Giggs has won it. Now, you could argue easily that both of those men are no role models for young people because at the time they were. Well, I mean, what, do you want to go back and rescind the awards?
No, not at all.
Lance Armstrong had his award as the International Personality taken away from him. You're going to have to go through history with a fine-tooth comb. And I'll tell you another thing. What Tyson Fury has said is a disgrace. But everyone knows what he has said, and I believe that his odds have plummeted. I mean, I believe that Andy Murray is the current favourite to win by a bit of a country mile, and he's a bit of a bore. So there you go. What's personality all about? Is it all about being controversial and sparking debate and having people, you know, talk about you for whatever the reason, or is it about being quite bland? I mean, Damon Hill won it as well.
Come on. There's a difference between... No.
Fury has done himself a disservice because he will not win the award. Clearly, he's not going to win it because of what he has said.
Heidi, I believe that it devalues the award.
That's who he is.
I believe it devalues the award. I mean, listen, you don't have to nominate someone like that. You can't say that. I mean, there's a massive difference between being slightly boring and slightly bland, whatever, and being deeply, deeply offensive, and possibly even being investigated for hate crimes.
But it's like what I said before. If Tyson Fury hadn't been on the final list of 12 contenders for this particular trophy, then people would have said, why is Tyson Fury not in the final?
But it would have been justifiable because people would have pointed to his comment.
Heavyweight boxing championship.
Sorry, Heidi. Joseph Patrick McCormick with us this morning, head of content at Pink News. Joseph, where do you stand on this morning? I mean, do you say that there is any difference between what happens on the pitch, in the ring, wherever it happens to be, and this whole question of personality? I mean, do you think this award is about more than just sporting achievement?
I think, you know, we can get into some contrived debate about the meaning of the semantics of the word personality and what the award was previously called. You know, if Tyson Fury had gone out and campaigned, and raised money for children with cancer, that wouldn't be ignored. The fact that he said these very, you know, unacceptable, Heidi called this scandalous. I'd go further than saying it's scandalous. They're dangerous words. I mean, what does a young lesbian, gay or bisexual person think when they hear someone who's been nominated for such a prestigious award saying this unchallenged and being defended by the BBC? You know,
let Joseph finish because he's been very patient. Go on ahead, Joseph.
Of course, Emma, you know, I would add the comments about women, absolutely disgusting as well. You know, whether or not it's intentional, elements of personality will come into people's decisions. It's a publicly voted award.
So is it then up to the BBC to remove him from the running list, the list of contenders, or do you let the public speak and have their verdict on what they make of what Tyson Fury has said?
The BBC needs to take a strong stance on this and say it's completely unacceptable. They would be absolutely justified in removing the nomination.
Absolutely.
There's no long and short of, you know, there's no argument against that. He's made utterly disgusting comments about a community of people, about half of the population, women, saying that they should be on their back or in the kitchen. It's disgraceful. It's an utter affront to the people voting in
the country. He values the award as well. I would not want to be on that nomination list if I was a sports person with a man like that.
It's interesting you say that. I mean, the front page of the Belfast Telegraph here this morning, not sure, Emma, if you've come across it, BBC sports personality in crisis as star warns he may quit. This is the Olympic champion, Greg Rutherford, who, according to the Belfast Telegraph this morning, they say it's understood that Greg Rutherford could pull out of Sunday week's star-studded event in Belfast if Tyson Fury stays on the shortlist. So that's something that you would agree with? You would like perhaps him to do that, Emma, if that happens?
Absolutely, I would if I were him. I mean, I think we've got to be clear. We wouldn't accept this in any other public figure. We wouldn't accept it in politicians. You know, these kind of views being expressed, we wouldn't accept it in any other walk of public life. And I have to reiterate, sports people have a specific role. They are role models in our society.
What do you think about this, Heidi? Is it up to the BBC to decide, should they pull them off that list, or should they leave it as it is and let the public have their say and show what they feel about what Tyson Fury has said?
I think they should leave it as it is now, because they're then we've seen to be backpedalling, because within his sport, forgetting everything else that he has said around about it, he has achieved something that nobody thought that he would, so he has done that. But I mean, he has shown himself up as being a Neanderthal. I mean, I personally think it's a bit of a pathetic joke what he said about women. I'm not offended by it, because I know that the vast, vast majority of people out there would disagree with him. So he's shown himself up, and he will not win it. I think that maybe as a compromise, the BBC shouldn't invite him to the event on the night. It certainly has garnered a lot of publicity for the show. I'm going to be there on the night, so I'm going to see it, and it'll be fascinating to see how it plays out. And it'll be interesting to see if the BBC acknowledges what has happened on air, with maybe a presenter might say something about the...
it is interesting, isn't it? Because
it'll be the elephant in the room if they don't.
It is interesting, because I think over the course of the evening, Emma, it's interesting because from memory, I think at some point all of those on the shortlist are interviewed at some point.
Exactly. And Heidi, it's not really, and you can't really keep someone on the list but then not invite them. That's just a ridiculous compromise. And can I just say...
It's ridiculous at all.
Why should there be any compromise? The BBC should not have to compromise on this.
It's clear cut.
We would not be
a man that we would reward or award in any way. And can
we wouldn't be sat here if Tyson Fury had made these comments about someone based on race or disability. We wouldn't even be here having this debate. The fact is...
It's one thing to say that, yeah, we can laugh at his comments about women, the best place for them is on their back. Of course we can laugh at that. But it's very different. As Patrick said, it's very different if you're a young person, possibly anxious, worried about coming out, and you're hearing this kind of stuff. It's not okay. It's absolutely not okay, and we certainly don't reward it.
A couple of calls on this. Tony's on the line this morning, 0303 80 55 55. Morning, Tony.
Morning, Joel. Yes, I mean, the first point I would make is that no one... particularly asked Tyson Fury for his comments in regard to the gay situation. He voluntarily put that information across. The other thing is, I mean, in relation, it's been touched on there briefly, but certainly there does seem to be an equivalence in terms of Tyson Fury's comments in relation to homosexuality and also in relation to the issues of race. And the other thing as well, I mean, he also made comments and equating homosexuality with paedophilia. Now, personally speaking, and I would imagine that there will be some sort of protest on the night. I will certainly be there in attendance if it is called. I think it's ridiculous that basically someone there, for instance, who seems to be happy enough for a Haitian guy to be on that program, explain to me why it's okay to make homophobic comments. But by the same token, if he made a racial comment, or mocking someone's disability that he would be able to get away with.
Yes, you agree with the point that Joseph Patrick McCormick was making there, that if the comments had been of that nature, you think he would have been off the list straight away?
Well, yes, because the simple reason is that if they were of that nature, you would assume he would be off the list. So if he would be off the list for that, well, then why would he not be off the list in relation to the homophobic comments?
I hate to race you on, Tony, but Fred's been patient in Dromore. Fred, you have about 40 seconds. Go on ahead, Fred.
Well, not been really for sports, but this has become quite an issue. Who said he was a role model? Here's an unknown person who never has heard of much before, at least in non-sporting lines. Now he's become a role model just overnight. Who says he's a role model?
Fred, thanks for your call this morning. That's Fred and Dromore. Thanks to Emma Wolfe. Thanks to Heidi McAlpin. Thanks to Joseph Patrick McCormick.